Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening and welcome to Reach Out Autism right here on Radio Africana. How are you doing? It's a beautiful, cool, calm, collected Sunday evening. Adinka is my name and it feels so great to be here with you. As you know, on Reach Out Autism is where we talk about everything in between, talks, information, you know, how to get through when it comes to kids with special needs and parents who are also actively involved in taking good care of these children. Like I said, my name is Adeyinka and today it promises to be exciting. A guest that I have, this is our second time coming on the show with me, and I am so excited to have her here again today, because the last time we had this conversation, or we had the conversation, it was really, really exciting. I learned so much from her, and it gives me so much joy to have her back in the studio today. Her name is Vita. Before we come on to, you know, get talking, well, I need you to hear a voice. You look ravishing this evening. You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. It's good to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much. Good to see you again.
When I learned you were coming on the show, I was so excited.
Oh.
I said, yes, this is a continuation of what we started.
Exactly.
And you never can tell. From here, we could have like a third part. So this is the second part, right?
Yes.
And then before you know it, we'll have a third, fourth,
you
fifth
never
part.
Know.
You never can tell. And then it keeps growing and getting bigger. But how have you been? And how are your children?
I've been really good. They're good. Yeah. So they're starting holiday on Monday for a week.
Tomorrow.
Oh, which is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm like, Monday's like, you know, a few days
yeah,
or something
but
like
tomorrow.
That.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So I have things in place for them, you know, just so they are not bored at home. So
oh, nice.
I'll take them out. I'll take them to Old Trafford. I'll take them to Stockport. I'll take them to Middleton. So I just want them to experience different places oh. before they go back to school.
So nice. Where is my mommy right now? That's great. I'm sure they're so happy and excited and looking forward
I'm
to
I'm so
it.
Happy to be here. Actually, I was actually asking, is she going to be there? Is she going to be there?
I am here. I have been here waiting for you. And today you're all dressed in red, looking so beautiful. We'll go
Thank
to the
so
music
much.
Real quick. Today, we're going to be talking about five stages that a lot of families that have children with disabilities go through.
Yes.
This is an interesting one.
Absolutely.
And I look.
Yes.
I know you touched on it the last time. And today we're just going to elaborate on
last
it.
Last time I think I spoke about it, but it was
yeah,
like
but
in
it wasn't.
Passing,
yeah, it was just in
passing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So today we'll go into
yeah.
details,
yeah.
step by step, and then
yeah, I'm know. Excited.
I am too.
All right, let's kick off with this one. It's a song that I really love, "Heal the World" by Michael Jackson, because we really want the world to be healed with
yes,
love,
yes.
you know, and so much affection. And when we get back from this very short music timeout, it will be time for myself and Vita to get talking regarding five stages that a lot of families that have children with disabilities go through. Also on the show today, I have something special for you. I have a ticket to give out to a special need mom.
Oh,
oh, it's, yeah. So it's a blessed. It's a. Is this the last Sunday in the month?
Oh.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so it's wow. a blessed episode of Reach Out Autism.
Oh,
welcome
wow.
to the show, and over there to the music.
Thank you.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place be much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. Thereby, you will guide. There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams, stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, always growing.
Michael Jackson on that one, Heal the World. And of course, you're still here listening to Reach Out Autism on Radio Africana. Adeyinka is my name. And today, just before the music timeout, I did mention that Vita is with me in the studio looking so beautiful.
You
know,
thank you so much.
You know what just came to my head now? That song, Can I Call You Rose? Can I
call? You are so funny.
Because you're so beautiful. Like, you run the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and you deserve it, trust me.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, and just like I said as well, on the show today, I'll be giving out a ticket to a special needs mom. It's an event called the Special Need Moms High Tea Bloom and Breathe. This is, you know, exclusively open to Indigo members only. Mm. But Richard Autism has decided to give out a ticket worth £40 to any special need mom listening to me and Vita right now.
Yes.
Just to go relax, enjoy yourself. It's a moment for moms who give a little extra every day. And just because you deserve a moment to breathe, bloom, and be celebrated.
Absolutely.
If you want to win this ticket, or you want to win the ticket for someone who's a special need mom, all you need to do is listen to the end of the show. I will be calling out the WhatsApp line, and then you can just, you know, send in your interest and just let us know that you're interested in having the ticket. Today on the show, we're talking about five stages that a lot of families that have children with disabilities go through.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to give an introductory part? Because when we say disabilities, some people are confused. I don't know. I know we've listed out the stages, five of them.
Yes.
Do you just want to give an introductory before we go into the first one, which is denial?
Okay. So this, you know, when people are going through a hard time, yeah? Mm-hmm. So it can be anything, really. It's not just about having children with autism or special needs.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who have conditions or sickness. You know, so a lot of people, we like to say this can relate to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we say families that have such conditions that I've mentioned, they grieve the person while that person is still alive. So it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But that's why we need to talk about it, so that we go into details and explain that how can you mourn someone who's alive? How can you mourn? You know, how can you grieve someone who is still alive, breathing and walking? Yes. So we realize that grieving is not about death only.
Wow.
But when someone has got a sickness that cannot be healed, we talk about cancer. Let's talk about liver, kidney, you know, all these things. You will see that when I explain, go into details about them, we relate the process relates to us as well, who are living. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So, for example, you go to hospital and then they tell you your liver is not functioning. First thing, what are you going to do? You deny. You're like, no, my body's fine. I'm walking. I'm healthy. You're looking outside yourself and you're like, no, it's not possible. It can't be this. You're in denial. And then you go anger, you're angry. Ah, what did I eat for this to happen? So this grieving process is not just about death. It's about sickness. It's about families that are going through hard times. So when someone told me about this, actually I also learned from somebody. So when this lady told me, I just thought, wow, I can relate. Every stage that you have mentioned, I've been through that. And when someone is talking about, you're like, ah, okay, the way this person is talking, she is on this stage. So even if you're supporting someone or you're helping someone, you know where to start.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that's why we need to tell people that these things are the things that we people who have children with special needs go through. So when we are going through that, don't think like, oh, she's behaving, you know, like bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, she's crazy or she's something. These are the things that people don't know, that the person is going through that stages, you know, those stages, and there'll be a time whereby they'll be okay.
Do you want to share how your own denial stage was?
Yeah, so this is personal.
Okay.
I'm sharing this. It's sensitive, you know, but I'm happy to share, because now I'm at the stage whereby everything for me is fine. I've accepted. I've moved on. So we were talking about grieving. It's not just about death, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so not everybody go through this, as I said. So stage one on denial, difficulty to accept. it's so difficult to accept your situation. For example, when I realized that my children have autism,
mm-hmm.
I denied. I said, nah, you are putting this into my head. Yeah. You know, you are making up this. So it was really, really difficult for people to understand what I was going through because I was in denial. I didn't want to accept. And then I was asking God, why me? And a lot of people also ask God, why me? You know, and then you're like, everybody, a lot of people out there, they have kids. They are normal. They're doing okay. They're fine. And then mine is not like what I'm expecting them to be.
Mm.
So that denial affects you as an individual because it's something that you're not expecting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go that and then you are on denial. There's judgment from others. You are denying the condition of your children who are special needs because they're not like other kids that you have known since you were born, isn't it? We always look forward to positive things.
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh, people judge me that I'm not a woman enough. You know, I've failed a motherhood. I'm not doing, maybe something happened to me or I did that. Or, you know, some people, in my language, you like to say,
what does that mean?
You didn't say goodbye to your auntie.
Oh.
So that's why something bad is happening to you. But it's a say that people, you know, like, oh, something's happening to you. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But it's not true. It's just a myth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the thing that people are scared of judgment.
Mm.
And we also uncomfortable with the situation. So this is the situation that I am in. And they're just feeling uncomfortable with it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So that is denial.
How long were you in that denial stage?
Oh, it depends with a person to person. It can take a year, it can take 2 years, it can take 6 months. It depends on how you are handling the situation.
Mm.
For me, it took me a year. Let me be honest. So when I was pregnant again, I was so excited that, okay, I'm pregnant again. I'm going to have another child. So I was like trying to accept. And then boom, my daughter was autistic as well. So, you know, like the process now, I'm starting back to stage one. And I'm like denying, no, my daughter cannot be. I never told people about my daughter. And a lot of people don't still know. I think they now know since I speak about it on Facebook.
Mm.
But at that time, I didn't even want to talk about it. Mm. I would be happily talk about my son. But when it came to my daughter, I didn't want even to say anything.
Wow.
Because if you see my daughter, there's nothing. No any facial... anything, nothing. Actually, people are like mistaking her. They look at her, like, hi baby, and they don't know she can't talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing. At least JJ, because JJ makes noise. At you, as soon as he arrives, he's so jive. As I told
yeah,
you
last. Yeah, told me. Yeah.
Yeah. So he'll be like up and down, running up and
it's
down.
The life
and
of the
so
past.
You know that oh, the moment he's running up and down, maybe you know. So there's something there. Mm-hmm. But Jennifer, she's very quiet. She does her own thing. She's you know. Yeah, so that was me.
Okay, and I appreciate you for sharing this because it takes so much courage to share your personal stories to people.
Yes.
Sometimes people can be very funny, some people can be judgmental, some people can just jump into conclusions.
Mm.
But all of that is not necessary. It's not even important because the most important thing is you are inspiring someone right now.
Exactly.
Someone is listening to you right now.
Mm.
I remember the last time I had you on the show. And after our conversation, I spoke with a friend who's also going through similar stuff.
Mm.
So people are listening.
Oh, yes.
And someone out there needs to hear this from someone with experience.
Exactly.
And get the courage to know that, okay, tomorrow will be better. You know, it doesn't matter what I'm going through today.
Yeah.
It's just a phase and
that's
it will
true.
Be over.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because sometimes when you're in there, all what you think is like, is this going to end?
Yeah.
When am I going to get out of this situation? Because your mind is preparing you that it's going to be just for a short time. And then you find yourself...
It keeps going on and on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at the end of the road, there's a tunnel.
Of course.
There's a door. So,
of course. Yeah. So we've talked about denial as a first stage.
Mm.
Should we go to the second stage, anger, before we go on another music timeout?
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the anger issue that I was talking about, people... this is like... you are angry on that situation. Now you have denied. Now you are angry. You are angry that maybe your kids are not what you were expecting.
Mm.
You're angry at the doctors. You're angry at yourself. You're questioning yourself. You're like, maybe I didn't do this. Maybe I didn't do that.
Mm.
So on that anger, it brings unlimited tears. There are tears where on your pillow during the night, you're crying. You know, because no one is there to tell you, you know, like, do you know what? It's going to be okay. Because you're dealing with it yourself. You've just received the news. You're in a denial stage. And now you're angry. You don't even know who to approach. And sometimes after that stage, you don't want people to know.
Mm.
A lot of people, when you ask them, they'll tell you that I didn't want people to know because I wanted to deal with it myself.
Mm.
That comes quite a lot. But you can never deal with this alone. Never. Mm. I don't think it's even possible because you need people.
Yeah.
And then there's a fear of reaching out to people for the same thing that I was talking about, judgment.
Yeah.
Because you're like, if I go there and talk about my children, maybe they're going to tell someone else and then someone else, and then I'm not going to be happy or comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that brings sadness.
Mm.
You become a very sad person. And then as I'm talking about sadness, you're also looking for answers. You want someone to just tell you about something.
Yeah. And you know, like to just kind tell you everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, kind of hope. So when you have no answers for people, and then you're going out there, someone is asking you, why is your child doing this? Why is that? You are also looking for answers why your child is not doing that. And people are also asking you answers, and you're like, how do I deal with this?
Yeah.
So it brings sadness and unlimited tears.
So let's talk about the anger part. Something happened recently to someone I know,
mm-hmm.
and it was relating to something like this with your child.
Yes.
And it was about a school consistently complaining about that child to the mom.
Yeah.
At a point, she didn't know what to do. She felt, what can I do? And, you know, so it's like today they're saying, oh, the child was good.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow it's another story, you know. And then one day she just lost it in between.
Of course. Of course, I have done that before.
Oh, really?
Like, you're properly screaming on the phone.
Yeah.
Why can't you deal with her? You are professional people. Why are you calling me? You know what I'm saying? Because now then they're calling that your child is doing this and that and that. Can you come and pick? If I pick her, where am I going to get, you know, take her?
Mm.
But she's not supposed to be home. She's supposed to be in school.
Mm.
So, how
can it's such real. A person handle it? I mean, they're losing it. They don't know what to do. And it feels like, so what broke the camel's back for this person was a day before, the school commended the child and said, oh, the child had 2-star stickers, was very good. And then the next day, just before before noontime, they've sent mails that, oh, the child did this, did that. And she just lost it there and saying, why is it that when this child is doing so well, you don't send me this kind of mails, but you tell me at the end of the day, but... If it's the other way, I'm getting mails right, you know, immediately it's happening.
Yeah.
Although I thought it shouldn't have gone that way, but yes, our feelings were valid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why I'm asking, how can such a person, how do you hold that anger? How do you press it down?
Okay, so after going all through stages, you know, you end up realizing, you know what, I can deal with this. Because at the end of the day, you are allowed to complain. There are child organizations around here in Manchester.
Okay.
Around the UK, whereby you can call them and say, do you know what? I want a second opinion about my child because the school is talking about this, and I'm not happy.
Okay.
So that charity will help you to talk to the school if you are not comfortable. Also, you can go to school by yourself. Mm. You know, sometimes you just have to wear a jacket of...
courage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, of saying, do you know what? I have to do it.
And face
and
it.
Then go and speak to the headmaster. Mm. Say, do you know what? I want to speak to the headmaster. This is my... I want to complain. The moment you say, I want to complain, everybody will give you attention.
Mm.
Trust me, I know. The moment you say it, everybody will give you attention. So you go there and speak your mind.
Okay.
And other schools, they have a complaint department whereby you can go and complain.
Okay.
You're allowed to do that.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It's still Embrace and Understanding Diversity, proudly brought to you by Richard Autism right here on Radio Africana. Adeyinka is my name. Vita is my guest. And she's just been talking about the five stages that a lot of families that have children with disabilities go through. It's really an interesting one, and I hope you're going to stay tuned to the end, because you don't have to miss any part of this show. We're here up until 8 p.m., so yes. But let's go on a short music timeout. This one is Tuli.
Yes.
Namadingo. Am I right?
Wow, you done.
Namadingo.
Namadingo, yes.
Namadingo.
Yeah, so his name is Patience Namadingo. Okay. And the song is Tuli. And I had to go on Facebook and ask you, which song do you want us to play? So
people
chose this one, yeah.
Shout out to everyone watching right now.
Yeah. So it means that my life is in God's hands. You know, it's God who planned about my life.
Which is
so,
very true.
Yeah.
Right. So let's enjoy
my language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What language is that again?
Chichewa.
Chichewa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's enjoy Tuli by Namadingo, and we'll be right back.
Namadingo. Oh. Zindu zonze zomwe inu mwande chitira Inende tabweza chani Sina sange ndine kutinkare ndi moyo Ana sanga ndine wa moyo Silu sola manja anga kutingoneke bwino chonchi Ine ana konza yeka, mwini wa moyo Andu ni moyo wanga
Moyo, moyo
Moyo wanga uli
Uli mzenja lake la wa mamba moyo
Mbali wanga moyo wako
Moyo, moyo
Chautayo
Aubise munga kalake wa mamba moyo
Mbala mezima mkimbira
Turi
Zambiri moyo Kupanda chauta Kaya bwezi ndiri kuti Kwa sazi wika So na mioyo yatu Ikututa mzambiri mioyo Kuma adate Ata yanga mtavi yake Sinda pempe inekutande pate mpato
Kuma ya kazi fundo zake
Mwini mpato yo Wazifundo wacha ulere chotata Muna mondwe abwere tabata Sachega safulumina Atate ifeti madalira Habale yanga moyo wanu
Moyo,
moyo, moyo
Moyo,
uli Mtanja lake la mwamba moyo Mwana wanga moyo wako
Moyo,
patience
Moyo,
kamoto moyo wako
Aubisa mbaka yake wa mwamba moyo
Ina moyo wako
Turi
Utawaleza
Turi
Wacha moyo wako
Turi uri
Jerome moyo wako
Turi
Tina my sister
Turi
My wanga stera
Turi uri
His majesty my brother
Moyo
My wife Rihanna
Moyo
Nanga gospel kazako
Uli mzanja lake la wa mwamba moyo
Anita Karimu
Moyo
My loyal friend Joe
Moyo
Kenwood Karika
Aubisa mungaka yake wa mwamba moyo
Marita moyo wako
Turi
Lawrence Mukuna
Turi
Stephanie Chinanga
Turi
Foneta nisefa na yaka
Asitu zonze zomwe mbuye wa tichitira
Fraser and Tracy
Ife titabweza chani Ife titabweza chani
Tiwonge muhango
Moyo
Yowa ya nimponele
Inde moyo moyo
Jede luka
Uli mzanja lake la wa mamba moyo
Ikmanda madigo
Tuli
Tuli
I don't know.
Tuli 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 tuli.
Tuli 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 tuli.
Yeah, so it says my life is in God's hand. Yeah, He's the one who's planned my life. And even the bells are singing tuli tuli. So it's like a bells sound.
Oh, okay. Interesting. That song is by Nama Dingo. Yes. Some people watching us live on TikTok really love it.
Did they love it?
Yeah.
It's a very good song.
So you can just go download and just enjoy it for yourself. It's still Embrace and Understanding Diversity, proudly brought to you by Richard Autism right here on Radio Africana. Adeyinka is my name. Vita has been my amazing guest on the show today.
Thank you.
Talking about five stages that families that have children with disabilities go through. Just before that beautiful music timeout, she's talked about denial, anger, and then we're moving to the third one, which is compromise.
Yes.
Yeah.
So compromise is like personal fears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You compromise. So the situation is there.
Mm-hmm.
Now denial, anger, and now you're on stage three. That is like a compromise. So that's personal fears. So you fear for the future of your child. But now you have the news. Now you're thinking, what is his future about? You know, so you fear about his future. What if I'm not there? Who is going to look after this child?
And I think that's every mother's fear, if you ask
me.
What's going to happen to this child?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because life can be fun.
But there's a small difference. Because yours, you know, he will go to school. He will do this, he will do that. You have a vision already that one day he will go to work. He'll be working, he'll get married. How about mine? He's not talking. He can't write. He can't do this. He cannot do that. So even though it is every mother's fear, but I think our fear is double. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to talk you down.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah,
with
so
you.
He depends on people. My children depends on me.
Yeah.
Well, yours, they've outgrown. So I'll give you an example. My daughter, she's 8. I've got a friend who also has 8-year-old daughter as well.
Okay.
And if you put them together, they are far different. Her daughter can wash plates, can close the door, can do this, can do that. Oh man, we are still doing small stages. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying that she still depends on me, and my son as well. He still depends on me. So on that one,
I'll
still say that our worry are double. Our fears are actually huge. It's like, will someone be able to take care of him with love, like the way I'm doing? Will people be there to support him, or everybody will move on, and then when I'm gone, everybody is just like, okay, that's it. They will sort themselves out. You know what I mean? Yeah. So those are the fears that a lot of mothers have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, will he go to university? Will he get married? Will he have a good life? But these are just fears. And these children with autism can go to university. Can get married. And can live a happy life. And can even drive a car and live independently. But these are part of the fears that we always have. Fears that we get. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So you are always on that edge of thinking, will they do it or will they not? But you know, God always surprises us. Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does surprise us. You never know. Because I know I saw somebody sent me a video on Facebook of somebody who never spoke until 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And at that 14 years, he started speaking English like a grammar, you know, just like that. And then he went to uni. After going to university, he's living his life independently. So anything is possible.
Yeah.
We are not shutting it down.
Yeah.
You know, but we just worry because we are parents. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And of course, it's still Embrace and Understanding Diversity, proudly brought to you by Richard Autism right here on Radio Africana. If you're just tuning in, welcome on board. Adeyinka is my name. Vita is here talking us through the five stages that a lot of families that have children with disabilities go through. Should we go on the fourth one before we go on another music timeout? Depression.
Oh, yeah.
because I know this one is very huge.
Oh yeah,
I'm a mom, so I know how it feels. I mean, it's just whether you have special needs child or not, there's sometimes that you just get depressed as a mother.
Yeah, it's so possible.
And if you don't take charge and you allow yourself
you
to just
wallow.
Exactly.
That's true.
So, yeah. But for those families who have special need children, you know, when it comes to depression, how can they walk through it and walk out of it with their heads up high?
It's not easy.
I agree.
It's not easy. Do you want to talk us? Do you want us to talk about it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is stage four. Yeah.
Yeah, stage
depression.
Four.
So this depression comes in different ways depending on the person who's going through it. Mm. A lot of people go through isolation, loneliness, and guilt. So these things you're thinking about. Isolating yourself from the public, from friends, from everybody, and you're feeling lonely because you have isolated yourself. And then you feel guilty of maybe bringing that child into this world, or maybe you're not even doing enough to help that child. So all these things, they end up bringing depression into your life. It starts simple, blaming yourself, feeling guilty, and then isolating yourself from people. You're not seeking help. They're asking, are you okay? You're saying, yes, I'm fine. You go home, but you're crying. You know what I mean? And then the depression is going deep and deep. And before you know it, you're in deep and you need help to come out of it. So what do you do? First thing, I think, is to go to the hospital for help. You talk to your GP and tell them. You know, most of the times, I think we parents who have special needs children, most of them are like, we don't trust people easily to look after our kids. So you're like, ah, should I go away and leave someone to look after my kids? And then you are debating yourself. You're like, nah, no, let me just stay. Let me stay. And then you are piling up, you're tired, you're exhausted. Because there are a lot of things, sometimes our kids don't even sleep. So you wake up 3-4 times during the night to check up on them. Some kids are still in nappies. You have to go and wake them up and then change them and then put them back to bed. Some kids cannot even sleep. They wake up 2-3 times. So you are tired as well. You are exhausted.
You have to wake up every time to put them back to sleep.
Yes. And sometimes when they're at work or they don't want to go back to bed, you have to wait. You can't just say, okay, you do it yourself. You can't. You have to stay there, wait with them, encourage them to go back to them. Tell them it's nighttime, it's not during the day. You know, so by the time they're going to school, you are tired. You can't even catch up on your sleep because you have to do washing, you have to do this.
Up.
And then during the day, there's a lot of things that you have to do as well. You know, so slowly, you never know. Even before you know it, you know, your problems are on your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So what would you suggest for such families to do, parents, you know, with a mother or father? Because sometimes we also need to remember that some fathers highly and greatly involved in the lives of their children.
Okay.
Some of them are so well, you know, put together.
Yeah.
And then so what do you advise them to do? Maybe exercises, going out. You've talked about therapy, right?
Yes. Also, my advice is the council do have help for parents with autism.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there is a funding every council. So, for example, here in Manchester, there's funding that supports parents with autistic children or any disability.
Really?
Yes. So, what you do is you call them and explain to them, and then they will refer you to a right department to deal with you.
Okay.
So, what happens is this: either someone will be coming to your house, maybe every week, 8 hours or 4 hours, to come and help you look after those children.
And the funding is on the council?
On the council.
Amazing.
Oh, the council will give you money.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll give you money. Normally, I think they give about £750. So when they give you £750, you have to use that money to find a babysitter.
Yeah.
To come and look for your children.
Is that monthly? Is that a monthly?
No. That £750 is one off. So it's year.
Oh.
It's per year.
Oh. Okay.
So it's for example, you want to be resting. Once a week, a month, or let's say every other weekend you want to take off.
Okay.
That means you hire someone, they will come, you use that money to pay them.
Oh, okay.
And then next month, the same thing. You hire someone to come and look after children, you want to attend something, you use that money, you pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you're doing with that money, you have to put in writing.
Yeah.
And then you show the council that this is what you're doing and the money is helping. And then the following year, they will provide more money for you again.
Mm. But do people really know this?
Actually, me, I didn't even know as well.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know. I was suffering alone.
Oh.
I didn't know. So now I'm able to attend a lot of functions.
Okay.
Because I have to use someone to come on. Yeah.
Oh, great.
But, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Now we've talked about depression. Before we go on to the last one, which is acceptance, let's play Nathaniel Bass's See What the Lord Has Done.
Yes.
Do you know, let me share my personal story with this song.
Okay.
When I was pregnant with my daughter in 2021, this was my national anthem.
Oh, really?
And the day I put to bed in 2022, this was the song I was singing. So when I saw the song on the list that you chose, I'm like, my goodness.
Yeah.
We are Did you choose the song?
When I was going through tough times, I just used to love it as well. I would listen to it and then it would encourage me.
Oh, nice.
It's a friend of mine called Jamila who showed me about this song. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Pastor Nathaniel Bassi has got a lot of great songs and this is just one of them. All right.
Yeah.
This is See What the Lord Has Done.
See What the Lord Has Done.
Yes, Nathaniel Bassi. And this was chosen by my guest, Vita. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Vita and Adink on the show.
Thank you so much.
It's still Embrace and Understanding Diversity, broadly brought to you by Reach Out Autism right here on Radio Africana on a beautiful Sunday like this, where Vita is sharing with us 5 stages that a lot of families that have children with disabilities go through. She's spoken about denial, anger, compromise, depression, and now the final one, acceptance.
I like this stage. Like, literally, I love this stage.
Okay, but so what is the stage all about?
So this stage is about you going through all that. It's like you were fighting a battle, yeah, and now it's over.
Mm.
You have now you have won that battle and accepted it.
Mm.
You know, so about this is a very beautiful place to be, very beautiful, because now you have accepted the condition.
Yeah.
Your situation or whatever you are going through, you have accepted it, and mm. now you're like, do you know what am I going to do about it now? Mm. Am I going to continue crying,
mm.
complaining, isolating myself, being angry? No, let me start living. So it's about self-healing. Mm. You are healing, yeah. So when you are healed, if you have healed, everybody around you are healing as well.
Mm.
So your own healing is also impacting on others,
mm.
because you know it's the energy that you give out.
Yeah,
you're isolating yourself. People also isolate you. If you're staying away from people, people also stay away from you.
Mm.
If you're avoiding people, people also avoid you. You know, only a few people will come for you. So this is a very positive, good vibe place of acceptance.
Mm.
You accept the situation and then say, do you know what, like me, as I said, this is personal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, do you know what, these are my children. I want them to enjoy life. So I'm not going to stop them doing from the things that I will regret later on.
Mm.
So we start doing things, you know, showing them off. I'm not even ashamed to say,
of course, my daughter, your children. Yeah.
Yes, my daughter has autism or my son. I'm no longer crying, because, you know, that time, each and every time I talk about it, I'd cry. You know, because I was still in stages of crying and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, no, I'm encouraging others.
Mm.
I'm telling people on Facebook. I think a lot of people now know that I'm a mother with special needs.
Mm.
And then when something is happening, they tag me. And then when they come to me, I know that, all right, so so this is accepting. So yeah. Acceptance. I'm like, do you know what? You will be there. Everything is going to be okay. You're a good mom.
Mm.
Don't doubt yourself.
Mm.
You give your life to your child to live a good life as well.
Yeah.
So you have to be positive to give out positive as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like first time I had you on the show, it felt very different for me.
Oh.
And today it's even better.
Oh, thank you.
And you know, for the Bloom and Breathe, we yes. just talked about it.
Yes.
Oh, I look forward to that.
I'm actually going there.
Yeah, and you
I'm
mentioned.
Looking forward.
I am looking forward to be there.
To just sit down, relax, meet other mothers with yeah. Meet other mothers, talk to them, smile, give them a hug, and tell them it's okay. It's going to be okay. We are fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going to heaven, isn't it?
And then
you meet each other. Like,
I'm here.
Getting excited.
Exactly. And that's why we are giving out a ticket to a lucky winner.
Mm.
This is a special need moms event.
Mm.
It's a special need moms high tea Bloom and Breathe.
Mm.
It's happening on the 1st of June, 3 p.m. here in Manchester.
Mm.
This actually belongs to Indigo members only.
Mm.
But Embrace and Understanding Diversity by Richard Autism has decided to give out one ticket to a lucky mom. And this ticket is worth £40. So if you're interested in owning and attending the Bloom and Breathe event, just for you to relax, because according to them, it's a moment for moms who give a little extra every day.
Mm.
And because you deserve a moment to breathe, to bloom, and to be celebrated, then you deserve to have the ticket. All you need to do is send us a DM at Radio Africana on our social media platforms. At Radio Africana, you find us on TikTok, on Instagram, on the social media platforms. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message. The number is 0744-881-1570. I will take that again. 0744-881-1570. If you know any mom, any special need mom who deserves this event, who deserves to be pampered, please win the ticket for them. All right, like I said, the number again, 0744-881-1570. I look forward to seeing you there, because Vita said you can come, and yes, I can come. And I look for, I know she looks for her, and we want to see you there to say, oh, I heard about this event on the Embrace and Understanding Diversity show, and you know, we just, I got the ticket from there, and I'm so glad to be here, and we want to see you being pampered, being loved. Just relax. Yeah, I can imagine, because it's so, yeah, and breathe. Just, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, I was seeing a video, a mom decided to, you know, pick out all our fellow mom friends, you know, off their normal schedule, and just took them all on a buffet.
Oh,
and
wow.
They were just relaxed, enjoying. They felt, you know, really good.
It's very important, especially in this country whereby it's very, very busy.
Yeah.
So you need
yeah.
time to yourself.
Yeah.
You need to look after yourself. Yeah. So that is
you know, I worked 2 days ago, I think a Thursday, my colleagues were, we just chatting, working, and they were saying, do you know, this country, it's so good if you just go on holiday like every 2 months or every 3 months. And I just smiled in responsibilities. I'm like, these ones are so young, they don't even understand what's going on. Because tell me which mom.
Yeah.
Maybe for the dads, it might be easy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it would be easy for a mother to just say, I'm packing my bags this month, I'm going to Spain. And then in the next 3 months, I'm going to Germany. Is it going to be easy like that? I don't know.
You should have a fat bag and go.
But when you have events like Bloom and Breathe, then you should be there. We look forward to seeing you. Once again, the line... Just send us your text or WhatsApp chat saying I'm interested in attending the event. The number once again is 0744-881-1570. Okay, so let's wrap things up on the show.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to that mom listening to you right now? Battling in her head. She's heard all you said about the five stages. Or maybe that father. Or maybe that sibling, you know. Because in the family, it could be someone who is, you know, not... having disabilities but got siblings with disabilities, and this person has listened to all you've said about denial, anger, compromise, depression and acceptance, all the five stages, in like 1 minute, what word of encouragement do you want to give them, just to add up to what you've said?
Okay, I can advise them is that, do you know what, life is for living. I always tell people this, you know, live a life of a purpose. If this is the situation that you are in, God planned that one for you. So the Bible says every gift that comes from God is good. So it says in everything you have to thank God.
Give thanks.
The more you thank God, the more the blessings are coming on your way. And what God cannot do does not exist.
Because
of that word, it will keep you going. So do you know what? What God cannot do does not exist. My children will be fine. Everything will be okay.
Yeah,
I'll work out this. This too shall pass. And then day by day, you'll find strength. You'll find yourself smiling, happy, and living a life of a purpose.
Thank you so much. I hope we're going to have a third edition of you on the show. It gets better every time with you. Thank you for being here.
All right, darling.
And I want to especially thank you for being... honest, being truthful, and having the courage to share your own story.
Personal experience.
Not a lot of person can come here to share their personal experience or experiences to people who they don't know. You know, some people are just worried about what they might use it for and how they might see them.
Yeah.
But you have stepped high above all of that, and you're here sharing just to encourage someone. And I want to say God bless you for doing this, because you're impacting community positively, and we really do love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I also just want to say one more thing.
I remember last time you wanted to give a shout to your husband. Don't forget.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Great. I mean, we're in spirit today. Okay, great. Please go on.
So I just want to say just 2 minutes for my husband. Thank you so much, my husband, for your support. If it wasn't for this man, I could have not been here. I could have gone mad. When I was breaking down with depression, he is the one who held my hand and said, you know what, it's going to be okay. He took care of everything. While I was sleeping, I was lazy to do things. He helped me to find support and to find a path. So I'm also encouraging other men out there that this is not a duty for only a woman. It's for both of us to look after these children.
Yeah.
But they're a gift to both of us.
Yeah.
So helping each other and working together.
like now he's looking after the kids and I'm here.
While you're here.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. So he was like, I'll be there. I'll make sure you have taken a bath, you're ready. You know, like calling me and I'm like, calm down. I've got this.
That's so sweet.
So I just want to say thank you, Mpato, for your support. May God keep on blessing you, my.
Yeah. Amen. In Nigeria, we'll say something. When someone does something as fantastic as that, we say three busa for the person.
Three busa?
Yeah, like
what does
busa,
that mean?
Busa. Oh, it's okay, like salute
okay, so should
to
we
the person.
Do that one?
Yeah, so yeah. Three busa for your husband.
One.
Busa. So much. This
that.
Is where we draw the curtains on Embrace and Understanding Diversity. Proudly brought to you by Reach Out Autism. Adinka is my name. My fantastic guest for today has been Vita, and it's just been amazing having her on the show.
Yes.
Once again, if you are interested in attending the events, make sure you send your details showing your interest to the number 0744-881-1570. We'll leave you with this one, Rain on Me by Mr. Brown, which was selected by you.
Yes.
Why did you choose the song? Why
just playing? I just love it.
You just love it. Okay. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Have a great week. I wish you the best. And I'll be here on Saturday, as usual, on the Saturday Breakfast Show. We love you. And I love you, Vita, especially.
I love you too.
And yes, wonderful. We love you too a lot.
Oh.
When you blessing others, don't forget me, Lord. When the rain falls down, let it rain on me. When you blessing others, don't forget me, Lord. When the rain falls down, let it rain.
bulata ba khono
la to we show ma hot moon
heri na kami dupi
no fa ba bang wentati
lena sin libale
lena sin libale
lena sin libale
lena sin libale